Hey, good morning, everybody. It's great to see everybody back from, hopefully some people got some time away, a little bit some time off. This morning's Parsha Shir is being sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Ronnie Hirschman in honor of the forthcoming marriage of their daughter Alana to Yehoshua Reich. Bez Hashem, the couple should be zochet to have the chasana, bezmana, besimcha. They should be zochet to a life of simcha, their entire lives in Hatzlacha Rabbi. They should be zochet to see banim uvnei banim oskim atorah mitzvos. Also, anybody who doesn't usually attend the shir, who's not on Ari's email list, if after the shir you can just go over and give Ari your email address, because in case there's ever updates or questions or issues about the shir, you could be on the list. Please give it to Ari. While we're mentioning Ari, we give a special hakaras hatov each time for Ari for instituting this year. It's either the 8th or 9th year. Jerry, have any idea? It's either the 8th or 9th year we've been learning together. I'll check it up. I have the official data. And Bez Hashem, in the schus of all our learning, each of us should be zechatua. Shnas chayim, ubracha, v'shalom, parnasa, and good health for everybody. And we should start the year off right, and Bez Hashem go together. Now, at the end of the last year, I gave out a sheet asking for some feedback on the shir, so decided to move away from the one mefarish a week, go back to the old way, but we'll see, maybe to try to have some combination of what people gave feedback for. So, we all know, and we know that the Torah is vast. Sometimes that could be a little bit daunting to people, especially high school kids. It could be very daunting. They start to learn in the beginning and they see, my gosh, there's so much. You know, you look at all the svarim, and you could just look at the back shelves, look at all the svarim, and say, there's no way. We know it intuitively, but I think there are certain things in the parasha we're going to read this week that hint really to the special, deep nature and the vastness and of Torah, but in a way that hopefully can also inspire us to do it. Not that it should be overwhelming and something that we think is out of context for us, out of touch for us, but something that we could really gain from and develop from. And the parasha I'd like to focus on the beginning is on, you can find it in the Chumash on page 567, but you have the psukim right there in front of you. The parasha of Hashavas Aveda. You know that there are many, many mitzvahs in Parshas Kiseitze. If I'm not mistaken, I think there's 55 in Kiseitze, 70 in Shoftim last week, and another 40 in Kisavo. You're in the few parashas. They're only in these three parashas. They almost one third of all the mitzvahs out there. There's so much to learn, but each one is so vast. That's what I want to highlight. Lo sireh es sharachicha. You may not observe your brother's ox or his sheep nidachim, straying, v'hisalamta mehem, and turn your face away. If you see your friend's lost object, but yeah, I'm not going to take the time. I don't have the patience of the time to help out my friend. Rather, hashem tishivim l'achicha. You have to certainly return any lost object, any object that you find that belongs to somebody else. Say somebody left something in your house, somebody else, right? So sometimes it'll stay there for a month, 2 months, 6 months, right? Till you remember, oh, I got to return that object. So the Torah says, you can't turn the other way. But if he's not close to you, you can't get it to him. You don't know who it is. You should gather it into your home. You have to leave it in your house, and it should be with you until the owner finds it. And then you return it to him. You have to keep it in the house and try to figure out whose it is until you figure it out. This applies to any lost object. Lo suchal hisalim. So we all know, Rabosai, we've heard of the halacha of Hashavas Aveda. There's a halacha in the Torah that says you find somebody's lost object, you have to give it back to him. But probably many of us did not know that in addition to the simple explanation of Hashavas Aveda, By the way, about this simple explanation in the Chumash that we're talking about Shavas Aveda, there is an entire perek of Bava Metzia called Elu Metzios that the kids learn when they're very young usually. Elu Metzios is an entire perek of Bava Metzia dedicated to the hundreds of halachos and the hundreds of details from every word of this parsha that's learned out. In what circumstance do you have to do a Shavas Aveda? Is there a simon? Is there not a simon? And what about if it's in a place that you can't return it? And all the myriad of halachos, mamish, 15 blot and all the little details of halacha, just on the pashut level of understanding of the pasuk. But what you may not know is that in addition to the simple explanation of Hashavas Aveda, there are rishonim that learn from these psukim that a doctor has an obligation if there's, let's say, somebody who is sick, who's lost. So, and the doctor has the koach. Right? My nephew told me he was flying recently. You hear that usual call on the plane. Is there a doctor on the plane? Please come to the front. Or there's something like that happens. That if you're in a situation that you have an opportunity. If you're in a situation, Shabbos, if you're in a situation that you have an opportunity to return somebody who's goof, that is, he's sick, that he's not well, and something's wrong. So if you have an ability to do that, a doctor who understands how to heal somebody, so he has an obligation. That's also a whole nother element and dimension of this pasuk that some Rishonim learned from. But what I'd like to focus on this morning is really an unbelievable comment of the Aruch Chaim. And I want to thank my friend Rabbi Asher Brander from Los Angeles for pointing this Aruch Chaim out to me. Really an unbelievable explication of this pasuk. And I say again, even though it sounds like amazing drush and a beautiful idea and unbelievably appropriate for today, it's not just drush. There are some Rishonim that learn out the halachos, even from this third dimension of explanation. Let's take a look at the Aruch Chaim together inside. Unbelievable. Lo sireh eschar. And again, right? Shivim panim la Torah. When the Aruch Chaim is giving his explanation, obviously he's not rejecting the simple pshat. The simple pshat is a whole parak of Metziah, of Eilu Metziah. Obviously, it's talking about Hashavas Aveid, the kipshutu kamashmo. The vastness and the depth. Listen to this. Lo sireh eschar v'gomer. Parshazu ba lirmos. Zokta arachayim akadosh. This parsha is coming to hint a very, very important idea. Beprotus chiyuv hatochachos shetzrichin bnei kel chai tzadiki oilam lasos la'am Hashem. The Arachayim says that an additional level of her interpretation of this pasuk, aside from the simple explanation, there's an additional level of interpretation. It's coming to teach us the tremendous obligation of tzaddikim, of righteous people, that they have to try to influence and inspire those who are less righteous than they, those who know less than they, those who are starting to give up and fall away and be far away from the Ribbono Shel Olam Torah. These tzaddikim are referred to due to their high level as brothers, meaning brothers of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Medrash says in Shemos, the Medrash in Shemos, Perakov Beis, and elsewhere, the Medrash in a few places says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Ach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called my brother. To somebody who's a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Ach. As the Pasuk says, Laman Achai V'Rei'ai. Laman Achai means, and that's a reference also, Laman Achai Adabra Na Shalom Bach. Achai means, for a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered his Ach. Kamo Shehi Risucha Shekinu Zehu Madriga Yosem Me'ula Shebechol Kinuyim Asher Yiskenu Behem Yechidei Am. This is the highest appellation that a tzaddik can be called. He's referred to as an ach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. As the pasuk says, Laman Achai V'Rei'ai, Shmos Rabbah, it says Nun Beis, it's in Nun Beis and also in Chaf Beis. V'osam Tziva Hashem, when those tzaddikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands, Kisira Eschor, that's Kisira Eschor Ochicha, if you who are an ach, you who are a Talmud Chacham, a tzaddik, a righteous person, and I'll just say that in comparison to the people who are far away, we're all in the Shomri Torah mitzvahs are all relative tzaddik in comparison to those people who are unfortunately have strayed. Va'osam tziva Hashem kisiret shor. If you see the ox, elahem bnei adam shenim shelu kebehemos v'hem tzon kadoshim. Right, Hashem roi lo echsa. Kadosh Baruch Hu is our shepherd, and we are the flock. V'hem tzon kadoshim. Ulazek ra'am shor vaseh. Achicha shehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu kisira es shor achicha. If you the tzaddik, you the brother, see the oxen of your brother, who's your brother, l'man achai v'rei'ai, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the flock of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you the tzaddik, if you the righteous person, see the flock of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yiches lo shem zeh lo hayo mi mikadoshav u'mitzaveh shehem ha-tzaddikim kamo shekasav.
Now, nidachim means they're straying, right? But nidachim means like nira nidachas.
It means it's an additional reference, not just your ox that has strayed, that has lost its way, but your ox that has strayed, says the Rachaim HaKadosh, kisire etzshor ochich oseo nidachim. If you see the ira nidachas, if you see the ama nidach, if you see the people who are straying from the path, over pi Hashem yikra nidach, v'yitzav Hashem leval yisaleim. You're not allowed to turn your face from this. You can't just say, "Eh, they don't know anything. It's not my responsibility. It's not my achrayus." Leval yisaleim el yeshivim lo'achiv. That the righteous people have an obligation to reach out to those people who are unaffiliated, who are not in the parsha, who are not on the path, who are wandering. Who elokei olam. Hashav tishivem lachicha. You have to return these people back to your achai v'rei'ai. You have an obligation. Hashav tishivem lachicha. Hu elokei olam. V'kafa lomer hashav tishivem. What's the double language of hashav tishivem? Niskavim. The intention here is the double language. Hashav tishivem. The good thing is the double language. What's the double language? Niskaven ki mitchila yashivim l'derech hatov uveze yiskarvo l'avim shebashamayim v'hu omro teshivim l'achicha. Wow, says so the Rechaim that when you see somebody far away, you say, how am I going to bring them back to the Ribbono Shalom? It's like two different worlds. It's like a Ribbono Shalom, the people are, they have no conception, no, there's no connection, there's nothing even to begin the discussion. So says the Rechaim, first try to bring him back to the Derech HaTov. First try to get him to just taste a little bit, to come over for a shot. There may be no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but just to taste some of Yiddishkeit, to start doing something. That's why for Chabad it might be for putting on tefillin. For other people it would be a Shabbos. There's no connection to it. What does he know? He's strapping some black boxes on his arm. What does he know? Is there a Bonus Shalom? There's an Amas Hashem here? What's the point? Says the Aruch Chaim, there is a point. There is a point. Because when a person, a Jew, a Jewish neshama, experiences the magic of a mitzvah, touches a kotel ha-ma'aravi, just comes, sees. So first, just try to get him into something, and the rest will come afterwards. Hashev teshivim. Start with hashev. Start with getting one little thing. Don't feel like you have to mamish, bring him back to the Ribbono Shel Olam in one shot. Take him one step. Hashev. If you do hashev first, ultimately, teshivim l'achicha. If you get him first to do a little bit on the path, just get him to do something. One thing. Sometimes it'll just be one act. One thing. Even if there's no connection to Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no connection to the ach. But hashev teshivim l'achicha. Hashev teshivim l'achicha. Oh, and what's the next pasuk? Va'omro nidachi. Next pasuk. Va'omro v'imlo karav achicha. If he's not close, look what he says. This is a reference to the time of the Golos HaAchron, the last Golos. Aruch Chaim lived in the early 18th century, the early 1700s. He was writing this in the early 1700s. He says, if it should be a time in the end of the Golos HaAchron, Kilo Karov, Kederach Omer, like the pasuk says, Al Shirenu Velo Karov, right, about the Geula.
It's so long. It feels like it's so long. It's been so long. It's not close. Od lo v'lo yidato shenista makets v'ein yodea masakets aplos.
If the galus is getting very, very long, and the people are getting even farther and farther away, and wondering, when is this going to end? Says the Arachayim, the longer the galus goes, the longer, the farther away, the further and further and further away some Jews become. With each succeeding generation, it seems to a certain degree, in some respects, that those who are getting further and further away, it's becoming harder and harder to get them back. He was saying in the 1700s. Like our RC, imagine how far we've been away in the 1700s, and where have we gotten in our generation?
Im kol zeh yitzav Hashem v'asafta otoch beisecha.
V'asafta otoch beisecha. Look at the pasuk, right? V'imlo karov achich elecha v'lo yidato. If it's lo karov, it's mamish, the gulos is getting so long, it's not karov, you feel like it's been so long, it's so far away, v'lo yidato. So what do you do? V'asafta otoch beisecha. So then what you got to do first is bring him into your house. What's your house? What's the house of the tzaddikim? Says the Arachayim, v'asaf tol tov nesecha, zeh beis hamedrash. Your bias, the bias of the tzaddik, we're talking about the tzaddik, what's the bias of the tzaddik? Zeh beis hamedrash. Show him Torah study. Show him what it means to study Torah. Have a situation where you could study a little bit of Torah, open up his eyes, even if he's far away from the Ribono Shel Olam, if it's so far away, what's going to be the secret that's going to keep the Jewish people connected throughout Orech Kol HaGolos? V'asafta, all the nidachim, all the people are straying further and further away. V'asafta al toch beisecha, says the Arachayim, zeh beis hamedrash, v'ilamdeu Orech Uschayim, teach him the ways of life, derech yishkon or, if we can stick the person with the Or HaTorah, if he could study the Torah, that will keep an Ashi Yitzratza Hashem Yidrasheu. Oh, what does the pasuk say? V'asafta otoch beisecha. Just get him to maintain some connection, some contact with Torah. And let him stay there ad derosh ochicha oso, until some spark will be lit inside him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will once again search him out. And then you'll be able to return him to the Ribono Shel Olam. Wow, what an Arachai. Adrosh achich oso v'hashiv oselo perush malel of akosav kilu mishivo mini oved. That if you just teach him a little bit of Torah, and then he on his own, if you just start his journey, if you just point him in the right direction, give a little bit of direction, you're at the beginning of the journey, you point him in the right way, and he ends up finding it on his own for his own whole set of circumstances, it will be considered malal of a kos of kilu hu mishivo mini oved. It's as if you mamish returned him. So many beautiful messages here about throughout the fact that such a long gullus, people are straying, and it seems like with every passing year it gets more and more difficult. The challenges get more and more great. So the Torah, the timeless Torah, is coming to say, and the deep Torah, which is in addition to the simple hundreds of halachas of Hashavas Aved and halachas of a doctor having to be merape, this is also halacha that a person, this is not just a drush, this is quoted al pidin, that a person has an obligation, if he sees someone who's straying, to just try to reach out a little bit, to try to say something, to try to help them, to try. We're all in situations, probably at work and different places, where we see people who have strayed. And probably the natural gut reaction is, you know, machnish vissendik, and I don't want to, you know, that's, I don't want to let on that I'm so religious or things like that. But we should be proud the Aruch Chaim saying that we have an obligation, that and there's such a tremendous, so much at stake, to be able to try to show the beauty of Torah to people, to show that there's to be proud of it, to be wanted to mashcheil leveis hamedrash, to try to schlep these people in for a little bit of a Torah idea or a Torah study or something, or a Shabbos or a tefillin or something, to try to, whatever little thing might be, to bring a person that might give them some connection to something in the past. The tremendous obligation that we have. And also you see from here, the depths, the layers, the multi-layered, deep meanings of every pasuk in the Torah, which is something in this shir we always try to look for, try to discover, always something anew, a new idea. He continues in the same theme. He says over here, based on the next pasuk, right, two pasukim later, right, Lo sires chamar achicha oshon oflam baderach. He does give one caveat here. Misalamta mehem. I'm not sure if the Hasidishes are going to like this drash over here of the Aruch Chaim, but he says, look what he says. Lo sires chamar achicha. You have to know. Lo sires chamar achicha oshon oflam baderach. Misalamta mehem. Looking two pasukim later, right. Turn to page 568, Perikov Beis Pasuk Dalad. Lo sires chamar achicha osher noflim baderech. Don't look at the donkey of your brother or his axe falling. V'salamta mehem, hakeim tokim, strengthen him, emo with him. So here the Aruch Chaim says like this. Niskavim b'zeh, shelo yomar atzadik, shelo yitztave el al ish shenidek v'averes aval yeshna b'hashev. A guy might think, only a guy who I think it's possible really to return him all the way back, that person is the person I should really get involved in. Avalim nafal v'hirba la'ashia halanoiflim tekuma v'av detikva mimenu. So, but if the person is so far and so low down and so far away, a person might tend to think, there's no way I'm ever going to be successful in returning such a person. There's no way I'm ever going to be able to do it. So the Torah says, don't give a hope. No, that's not the part the Hasidus are not. That part the Hasidus are going to like. Loikenu. It doesn't matter how far away he is, you always have an obligation to try to reach out to him. Doesn't matter how far away he is. But says the Aruch Chaim with one caveat. Dikdek lomar imo dafka, imu misayeh b'dover sherot zeloshev. At least he has some interest. Aval imu nofel ve'eno chafetz b'akamascha. If someone who is anti, who's rabidly anti, and any little bit of thing that you suggest him is just going to make him more and more angry and more negative, more and more upset. So then you're potter. Zenichnas begeder late. Uksiv al tivakach late pen yisna echa. Pasuk says that someone who's not interested, who's so negative and so anti. And again, others will say, no, you got to figure out a way to smoothen that out. But says the Aruch Chaim, the pasuk says hakem takim imo. It's only if it's not going to turn him off more, right? You have to know, right? The Chazon Ish says, nowadays, there's nobody who knows how to give tochacha, and there's nobody who knows how to accept tochacha nowadays. So you have to be very careful, right? The famous story of the Chafetz Chaim, you have to know Shabbos, right? Crying. You have to know how to tell somebody. You have to know how to say it. If it's going to be kishem shemitzvah, the Gemara says, kishem shemitzvah lomar davar hanishma, kach mitzvah shelo lomar davar she'ino nishma. That you have to know if a person's not going to listen to you, you can't just go in guns blazing and say, ah, here's my next Kiruv project that walked into my office. You have to know how to say. You have to know when your words are going to be heard. You have to do it b'chachma. It has to be b'chachma. Everything has to be measured. So if it's not going to be emo, says the Aruch Chaim, then you're part. This theme of the depth of wisdom and understanding of Torah in a very fascinating way, I also heard many, many years ago from my Rebbe, Rabbi Schechter, a beautiful, beautiful explanation on one dimension of the parasha of Ben Sora or Mora. Everybody knows at the beginning of the parasha that you have the very, very fascinating discussion of the Ben Sora or Mora, right? Very strange kind of a halacha in the Torah where a father and a mother have an obligation to take their son and to have their son stoned, to have their son killed in Bez. Very, very, kind of a shaking, kind of a an extremely wild kind of halacha. It doesn't rub us really the right way. Person loves his children. It doesn't matter to what level your child has gone, how far away your child has gone. You have to always love your child. And it's mizazeah, right? It shakes us up, this parasha. So it shook up the Gemara also. It shook up the Tanayim and the Amoraim and the Gemara also. To such an extent that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph says, Ben Sora Amora, this parasha lo yhoyo v'lo asid liyos. It never happened and it's never going to happen. Elamatam nechtav so. If it never happened, never going to happen. Why was it written? So says the Gemara the following words, right? Drosh v'kabel schar. Drosh v'kabel schar. Learn it and you'll receive reward. Those are the words of the Gemara. Ben sora mor lahayav l'asid liyos. Elamatam nechtav drosh v'kabel schar. Learn it out and you'll receive reward. And everybody and their grandmother asked the Kasha. Everybody asked the Kasha. What a pella. What a pella. Drosh v'kabel schar. We just talked about how vast all of Torah is. How many svarim there are in the library. So why was it written in the Torah? Learn it and you get reward. There's so much Torah. You and I, we're not going to finish. Ezra Hashem, we should learn Kol HaTorah Kula in our whole lifetimes. But we just got through finishing the 630 minutes of Shishas in the Mishnah. How many Masechtas of Gemara and how many we show him every Russian Ramban, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar. All the Mepharshim. There's plenty of Torah for all of us. Drosh v'kabel schar. What's the Hezber? Right, the Ben Sora Mar, Drosh v'kabel schar. So there are many, many, many explanations to this. I brought down here three. Many explanations. Three that I happened to come across. I'm saying two that I happened to come across and one that my Rebbe Rav Shechter, I remember when I was in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shechter came for Shabbos. It was Parshas Kiseitse. It was still the beginning of the year, so I was actually paying attention, so I actually, you know, remembered. I always find it really interesting that some things I could remember for 25 years and some things would happen yesterday. What I heard a week ago, I can't remember. It's unbelievable. But this vart with Rosh, I don't know why it stuck with me. Such a beautiful idea, he says. But first, Rabbeinu Mechai writes like this. L'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. Hoi machrizim l'chol Yisrael. Bezin ploni sakul was ploni. Nepnei shayi ben sora amor. Why there would be machriz and tell everybody that this ben sora amor was killed, this rebellious child was killed. Amar razaki din zesh al sora amor lo yirma olam. Never happened. Right? Skip a little bit. Vimkein yesh l'shol. Fourth one. Mithnei ma hutzuch ha-tar lo diav lifto mash l'hoya. Why did the Torah have to write it if it never happened? Mash ein en yonon og b'derech oylem. If it's not going to happen, if it's not part of our reality, so why in the world did the Torah have to write it? So he writes, avol zeh hoya mechokhmas ha-tayra l'lame das ha-sa'am b'godel chiyav avas Hashem Yisparach. The idea here is not that chas v'sholem, any of our children are ever going to reach that level that was supposed to turn them off. No, doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that. Rather, what does it mean? It's actually just coming to give you a mashal and a melitza. What's the drosh v'kabel schar? What are you supposed to learn for this and get reward? This is supposed to be a lesson in Musar as to how great a person's love of the Ribbono Shel Olam is supposed to be. Sha'arei ein lecha ava chazaka ba'olam la'avas ha'ava ein ladei. There is no love in the world that is greater than the love that a father and a mother has for a child. There is no greater love. V'cheven sha'abein over al mitzvos Hashem yisale, and when a son violates the mitzvos ha-Torah, v'zedak ha-keselo, chayoven heim she-tigbar aleim avas Hashem yisparach al avas ha-bein, ad she-yitztarach l'hoviyosam heim ba'atzvun l'bezim l'skila. He says it's the same lesson as Akedas Yitzchak. He Avram imayos avasa sheyitzchak azav chazaka keben sheba elav achar azikna vayush. Even though Avram Avinu's love for his son after 100 years of not having a child, and Hashem finally blessing the child, can you imagine what was the love of Avram Avinu for Yitzchak? What was the love? And yet he was willing. And one of the important lessons of the Akedah is that our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be even greater than our love for our children. That's the message. Not that ever lemaisa it's going to come, that a person should ever have to be in a situation of that a son's going to be so far. No, it's not going to be lemaisa. But the message, the Musar lesson is, if we think about our love for our children, if we think about how much we care about them, how much we would do anything for them, We have to, our love for the Ribbono Shel Olam is supposed to be even higher than that. That if it chas l'shom rachmana l'tzlan would ever come to a situation, which it's never going to come to, but if it ever would come to a situation that a person has to choose between the love of his child and the love of the Ribbono Shel Olam, says the Torah, he has to choose the love of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Wow. Powerful, powerful lesson. And it's the lesson of Akedas Yitzchak. It's the lesson of Akedas Yitzchak. That Avraham Avinu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, said, slaughter your son. Right? It seems so counterintuitive. It seems like it runs against everything that we believe in. But no, a person's love for the Ribbono Shel Olam is supposed to trump the love of the children. And sometimes that puts us in a very difficult position with our children. Puts us sometimes in a very difficult position. Because the child is going in one direction and we love the Ribbono Shel Olam, and how much do we compromise on our own personal love of the Ribbono Shel Olam for the sake of the children? Ooh, is this a difficult? And we don't have the time in the next 10 minutes to talk about that difficulty. But the Ikar Yisod, says Rabbeinu Bechai, and many, many other Mefarshim go along the same direction. Again, the Kedas Yitzchak is the Pasha thing. It requires, how much wisdom does it require to know? How much? But that a son all the time, and I believe this very, very, very strongly, that even in the times when a person feels that the child is not following and he's not going, as long as, again, nowhere does it say chas v'shalom that a parent has to stop loving his child and stop having a close relationship with the child. But the ikar point, of course, of the parent is to be the role model, is that he, and if a person shows the child that he is an oyev Hashem, and that's what really means something to him, and yes, that avas Hashem is even in a certain sense more adarabah, through the love of the child, that's how he gets to the avas Hashem. That the child should see that the love of the child is part of his avas Hashem. It's part of his avas Hashem. The avas Hashem exceeds it. The avas Hashem is supposed to exceed the love of the child, but that the child should see that my love for you is part of my love for Hashem. My desire for you to follow in this path is part of my own service. Very, very, very tricky, obviously, in many cases. And everybody has their own certain set of circumstances. But, like we said before, never to give up hope. That through the positive, through even if it gets very long, like the Aruch Chaim was saying, even if it gets very far away, that a person should always feel that his own avas Hashem trumps that, and hopefully that the children, sometimes it takes a very long time, in the very, 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 very long run. Right? Ad yom moso techakala. Right? Always, we can never totally give up. But Bez Hashem, that the avas Hashem is even more profound. But now hear what my Rebbe Shechta said about this drosh v'kabal sa'at. So I asked my boys in shir yesterday, first day of shir. Yesterday was the first day of shir. We're starting to ask the boys, why do we study Torah? Why do we study Torah? So one boy raised his hand and said, because it's a mitzvah. Said, excellent, 100% correct. But we know the Torah is, the study of Torah is more than just a mitzvah among the mitzvahs, right? The Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. There's something deeper about why we say, well, why are we spending, you know, 2 hours a day in yeshiva? Why are we doing it? Why do we study Torah? So I think I've mentioned this in other occasions, where Rav Shechta said that the parasha of Ben Sohar Amor of Drosh V'Kabal Sa'at gives us a deep insight into why we study Torah. And this is something that people don't. And I spent a lot of time with the boys yesterday. I asked, one guy had his idea. I said, tell me deeper. Like, what does the study of Torah do for us? Why specifically Torah? What does it do for us? And I spent a lot of time with the boys. And so one boy started to say, well, it tells us how to live. Okay? Why does the Torah tell us how to live? What is the Torah? How does study of Torah tell us how to live? What are we doing here? There's a Rashi in Shemos on a total side topic. Ohayelo kimi no liyodo. Rashi there is talking about the fact that if a person kills Bishogig, so he has to go to Golos. So Rashi says HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges that a person who kills Bishogig should go to Golos. So Rashi wants to know, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges it? What does it mean Hashem sets up a set of circumstances? V'lama tetzi zos milfonav, look inside the Rashi, Hushamar David,
Kasher Yomar Mashal Akadmoni Meirishon Yetzei Resha. So I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Shechter, 25 years ago, he quotes the Chafetz Chaim, says this in one place. Kasher Yomar Mashal Akadmoni Meirishon Yetzei Resha. There's a pasuk in Shmuel. Mashal Akadmoni, Umashal Akadmoni Hi HaTorah. Rabbi Shechter says this all the time. Mashal Akadmoni Hi HaTorah. He says that when the pasuk in Shmuel talks about Kasher Yomar Mashal Akadmoni Meirishon Yetzei Resha, Sharash is trying to say that Hashem arranges it that from the wicked people they do wicked acts. In other words, that the Gemara says that if a guy's chayiv misa, he killed and there were no aid, and let's say a guy killed somebody on purpose, but there were no witnesses, so he's really chayiv misa, and there's another guy who killed Bishogig and needs to go to Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will arrange that there's one guy climbing up a ladder, and there's another guy sitting underneath, and the guy's climbing up the ladder, and he falls, the ladder falls, and he kills the guy Bishogig. So the guy who killed without aid, he's going to get killed because he deserved to get killed because he killed on purpose. And the guy who killed Bishogig, oh, now Hashem will arrange it that he'll end up having to go to Golos. So that's what it means, Ve'elokim in El Yado. But the reason I'm quoting this Rashi is because, like Rabbi Shechter said, the Navi refers to Torah as the Mashal HaKadmoni. Mashal HaKadmoni, what does that mean? It's an old mashal. What does it mean? It means that, let's say how can you teach a 4-year-old nuclear physics? You can't teach a 4-year-old nuclear physics. So what do? You have to start with the basic things. Tell them there's such a thing called a nucleus. There's protons, there's neutrons, there's electrons, there's you have to start with the basics, right? The Torah is a mashal of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for us to really understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's vast! He's way beyond the human being's comprehension! It's like a 4-year-old trying to study nuclear physics! How do you understand the Ribbono Shel Olam? So the Torah, why do we study Torah? The Torah is a mashal of Hashem! The Torah is like the basics, the basic building blocks. It's a mashal of a mashal of a mashal! It's some general, on our level, approximation of what does it mean godliness? What is God? So I explained to the boys yesterday in Shir, why do we study Torah? Because you know why you study Torah? Because you want to know who is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who is Hashem? Not because you want to know what to do. That's why you study Halacha. That's why you study Mishnah Berurah. That's what to do. But you're studying Ben Sora Amora. Said Rabbi Shechter, what does it mean? Ben Sora Amora, Drosh V'Kabel Schar. Don't think we just study Torah to know what to do. That's why you study Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, you study Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That's why you study to know what to do. But there's some dimensions of Torah that it's not to know what to do. It's to know who to be. It's to know what the Ribbono Shel Olam is. Drosh V'Kabel Schar. Ben Sora Amora, Lo Hayah V'Lo Nivra. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. So you don't need to study Ben Sora Amora to know what to do when my kid is a rebellious son, because that's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Your kid's going to be so rebellious that it's time to bring the peasant to kill him. It's never going to happen. So what does it mean? Drosh V'Kabel Schar. It's not just telling you about Ben Sora Amora, said Rav Shechter. It's telling you about Kol HaTorah Kula. It's telling you a lesson not just about Ben Sora, it's telling you about all of Torah. That yes, there's one dimension of the study of Torah that's to tell you what to do. Rabbi, I need to know, is my lulav esrog, is my kosher, what to do? What should I do with my child? But Ben Sora Amora is not telling you what to do with your child, that's never going to happen. There's another dimension of Torah study that's just to understand God. There's an element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom that's called Ben Sora Amora. In our practical world, it's never going to happen. But there's something in the idea of the Ribbono Shel Olam, part of the personality of the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's way above and beyond this world, is way before this world, is going to be around after this world. That's not shaykh to this world. There's the mention of Torah study, like the Ramban says in his Akdamah. Rav Shechter mentioned at that time the same thing. The Ramban says in his instruction, the whole Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula Shemos HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah are the names of Hashem, the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? It means that the Torah is a description of God's essence. That's what Rashi means. The Torah is Mashal HaKadmoni. So there's some dimension of God's essence that's way beyond this world. Ben Sora Mor in this world's not going to happen. So, Drosh V'Kabel Schar, says the Gemara. Learn it and get reward. Not because, in other words, one part of learning Torah is to know what to do. Rabbi, tell me what to do. But there's another one, is to think like the Ribbono Shel Olam, is to attach yourself to Hashem's wisdom. And there are dimensions of God's wisdom that expand beyond this world, that may not have application in this world. It's still part of God's wisdom. God's wisdom is not limited to what has application in this world. This world is just one. It's just one dimension. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is endless. He's Ein Sof. So Drosh V'Kabel Schar is teaching us, like I said before, about the depth of Torah study, that we study Torah to apprehend God. Like I heard this past summer from Ephraim Waxman, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Yishakeni min Hashikos Piu. Yishakeni min Hashikos Piu. The Torah learns it about Divrei Torah. Said Rabbi Waxman, I heard him speak about this. He said that every time a person studies Torah, when you and I sit here on Friday mornings, we study Torah, we're supposed to feel like we're kissing the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yishakeni min Hashikos Piu. We're supposed to feel like we're developing a relationship with Hashem. Yeah, tefillah is one type of relationship with Hashem. But the study of Torah, tefillah is you're talking to Him. Yeah, you can't have a relationship without talking to Him. But Torah is apprehending who He is understanding who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. What is the Metzias of Hashem? What is the Ribbono Shel Olam? Who is He? Oraisa v'kodesh Baruch Hu chadu, says the Zohar. The Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one. So Ben Sora Amor is a dimension of God's will. It's a dimension of God's wisdom that we are obligated to apprehend, even if it will have no practical application. So it's not just telling you something about Ben Sora Amor. It's telling you something about the whole world. And finally, Chodesh Elul, we have the last 1 minute. As usual, I'm way behind schedule. The Kli Yakar has a different shot in Drosh V'Kabel Schar. I'm not going to end on such a positive note. I'll just summarize it to you in 1 minute. Tzchodesh Elo, Rabotai. Tzchodesh Elo. Kli Yakar says, on Drosh V'Kabel Schar, yeah, it's never going to happen, but what's the lesson? What's the lesson? He says, you know, beforehand we talked about the lesson was on the parent. But he says, no, the lesson's on the child. The lesson's on the child. We're all banim. We all have a father. And sometimes, many of us think, like one of my rebbeim used to say, there's people, my elaboration on what it is, people have two misconceptions of their Ribbono Shel Olam. Some people think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, you know, Lahavdil, shut the city. He's just like Santa Claus or something like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like this, you know, jolly old man who loves everybody and he you know, doesn't matter what you do. Okay, you know, we're all Balei Aveir, no problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be Mochel, He'll always have room for us. No problem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, right? And other people have the other misconception. I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting there with like an M16. He used to say in the old days, like Rambo. I don't know if that's an old movie. I don't know. But like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like, you know, he's sitting there with an M16 ready to blow you away at anything you do. And there's people who have both. The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is neither. So Ben Sora Morris says, you know what? If a son strays too far, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to catch up with him. At some point, even a father has to say to the son, you're chayev. There's going to be a payback. So that's what the Kli Yakar says. He says that Ben Sora Amar Drosh V'Kabel Schar. Pay close attention to this pasuk. It's Chodesh Elo. We're supposed to be doing an accounting of our averus. We can't just have this conception that our father. He's our father, right? Avinu, Avinu, Avinu. Right? We say it was also Malkeinu though. There's also going to be a comeuppance. There's also going to be a right. I heard also for our waxing on the same tape. Kol HaOmer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatrin. Yevatru ma'ohi, the Gemara says. Anyone who says a Kadosh Baruch Hu just looks the other way, so his intestines should be cut. Listen to this unbelievable vart. The intestine, right, they say, again, I'm not a doctor. Where are my doctors? The intestines, they say, it's like 20 feet long, rolled up inside a person's body. So a person will say, how much is it? 30 feet. Thank you, Herbie. Thank you. You have 30 feet of intestine inside your stomach. 30 feet. So I'll go to you and say, Herbie, do me a favor. I just want 1 foot of your... I just want 1 foot. You got 30 feet in there. Give me 1 foot of your intestine. 1 foot! You still got 29 feet left in there. Kol HaOmer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatrin Yivatru Ma'oi. Anyone... We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. Be Meichel on this one halacha. One halacha. I can do all the others. One halacha I don't need. One halacha I'll do. I can do all the others. This one's not for me. This one I can't do. Zok the Gemara. Anyone who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Meichel on one halacha, it's like you being Meichel on 1 foot of your 30 intestines. You'll say, what do I need 1 foot for? You can't live without that 1 foot. No, Herbie, I don't know. Can you live without it? You're willing to give me 1 foot of yours, Herbie? I'll take 1 foot of yours.
My wife has
to. Bez Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Meichel. Not Meichel.
we have to take accounting of our, to realize that even though he's our Av and we're Banim, we can't get to the level of Ben So or Mo. We got to always be trying to come back. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom to find all those people who are far away and to not feel that we have to bring them, like the Aruch Chaim said, all the way back. But even in the first, take the first day of Hashav, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Teshivim until that time when all of Bnei Yisrael will all come back. We'll all be back by the Shem Yerushalayim through our Kodesh Meher V'Yameinu Amen V'Amen. One more time, a special thanks to Dr. and Mrs. Ronnie Hirschman for sponsoring the shiur in honor of the upcoming wedding of Alana to Josh Reich. Bez Hashem, they should always be Zochim Sivanu B'nebanos Kotor Mitzvos. And also, if you are new to the shiur and we're not, you don't have an email list, please go over to Ari and give me your email address so you could be part of the list in case there's any issues.